our agents care for and deal with these people with the utmost compassion and respect to this population. And there are allegations that people are being mistreated here. And look, we take all those allegations serious, and they are all under any credible or formal allegation is investigated by Office of a Professional Responsibility, which is not a Border Patrol office, it's CBP office, and then the DHS Office of Inspector General, which is a DHS office. So we don't investigate ourselves. And if there are other complaints or allegations, then it could go to other agencies like the FBI or state and locals. But I think that given the extra space that we have now with the soft-sided facility, that's made a huge improvement in our ability to house people for a short period of time. We're only a short-term holding facility, not any long-term detention. It doesn't extend the time that we have people in custody at all. We still want to get them out of our custody as soon as possible. But for the days that we have them in our custody, we want it to be the best possible conditions. They have full access to all to food, to water, bottled water, to facilities, to showers, to snacks, hygiene products. And if someone in our custody doesn't have anything, all they have to do is ask. In addition to that, we have full-time medical professionals on staff here at all times. And all the people that we take into custody are screened by the medical staff. And if they feel like they need further medical care, we take them to the hospital.
Has there been a chance for training for guards and agents, or is it sort of a, just do the best you can every day?
We're not, child care professionals, I would say that, but in terms of detention and transport and those things, we are trained for that. In fact, we have this policy here, which is the National Standards on Transport, Escort, Detention, and Search. And all of our agents, this is a 31-page policy here that all of our agents are trained on and required to follow. And this talks about how we treat people in our custody, how they're searched, who searches them, how they are transported, what the conditions of the transport are. It talks about how they're escorted and how they're detained and how they're searched and how we take care of their property. So all of our agents are trained on this. All the people that have contact with this, with our people we have in detention are trained on this and expected to follow this policy. And this policy is readily available on cbp.gov. It's a public-facing site where anybody can pull this up and take a look at it.
What policies and procedures can you tell me about that, there are for the folks in custody, if they need something, as you said, if there's a complaint, what are policy and procedures that you follow?
We have these posters, and I know this is a radio show, but we have these posters for you to see, and these are posted in all of our detention areas, every area where we process and detain people, so that they know that there is a mechanism for them to report any allegations of abuse by any of our officers or agents or any personnel that they come in contact with. We have a continuously playing video shown into the detention areas that they watch and can see, and that there's voice, there's a sound that comes with that as well. So, and we take all the allegations seriously, and they're all investigated. If someone makes an allegation, a formal allegation, it's investigated, and this is how we notify the migrants that we have in custody that they can do that.